shouting it out loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. This is kind of like a bonus episode to the last episode, because the last episode we didn't have an interview. This one's just going to like have an interview. So today we're going to interview Falou Bizarre, and she's really cool. Musically, she's going to take you through a tour of Asia, which is really, really cool. That's like the coolest thing I've ever heard, like taking people on a tour through music. When you can't even get on a plane. Well, I'll be going on a plane to Jamaica. That's going to be awesome. So here's her song, Bizarre. And when we come back, here's the interview. Bye.
Okay, my turn. My turn. And wait, they're Alec. Caddy from Mexico, Ali, beady beady, my beady beady, beady beady, beady beady, beady beady, beady beady beady, beady beady beady, beady, and Caddy's from Mexico!
A pretty flower, any color. These are from India. Juhi Bela Champa Rajani Gandha. Juhi Bela Champa Rajani Gandha.
Grandma likes to part my hair in two ponytails that look so beautiful. She tucked the Juhi Jasmine in my hair. It smelled so sweet in the air.
Pick a yummy fruit, any flavor. These are from India. Sita phal chiku bor khao, jamun bhi khao, setur khao.
The ground is full of big black ants. They're staying still, but I'll take a chance. My mom says they're yummy jamun fruit. I'll climb the tree and give one to you.
Pick some healthy vegetables. These are from India. Papdi karela guwar valor. Suran bhi khao, bhindi khao.
My dad needs guwar beans to cook his specialty. He cooks it on a Sunday morning. The custard beans are like a family. That's why I picked guwar from the market.
Pick a pretty flower. These are from India. These are from India. These are from India.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we have an interview with Falou Bizarre.
Well, that's the name of her new CD.
Yeah. So her real name is Falou. So, hi.
Hi, Chloe. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Me too. So I have some questions. So the first one is, how did you get started in music?
Well, when I was 3 years old, my mom put me in Indian music class to learn Indian classical singing, voice. And from that day to until now, I haven't stopped singing. I sing every day, every night, all day long. And I love it.
Oh, what are some of your favorite songs to sing?
I love, I grew up in India as a child. So I love singing Bollywood music, I love singing classical music, I love, you know, I also like Sound of Silence from America. So, dear, that one, that song, I love singing that song. I like some of the songs that were sung in America when I was a child, when that was, you know, Madonna and Michael Jackson's time. So, yeah, and Ella Fitzgerald, and I like Aretha Franklin, and so many artists, so many songs, it's difficult to name one.
Oh, that's nice. So, actually, you said you grew up in India, and that was actually our next question. Where did you grow up? But we also have, a second question that goes with it. What is it like there?
You know, India is far, far away. It's, I think it's 10, it's an 18-hour flight from America to India. It's in South Asia, and the country has a population of more than 1.3 billion people. And I grew up in a very major city of India called Mumbai, and that alone has a population of 12 to 15 million people.
Wow.
And when you grow up in such a crowded city, you also are exposed to a lot of different cultures from India, right? So in India, every state has a different language. So think about it. For example, New York would have its own language. California would have its own language. Virginia would have its own language. So how many languages exist in India is more than 25, and I speak 5 languages.
Wow. Wow. So our next question is, what are your favorite South Asian foods?
Ooh, there are too many to name, but I will start naming it to you. The first one I love is dosa. Have you ever heard of dosa?
No. What is it?
Oh, dosa is, it's a rice. It's made from rice, and it's like a pancake, rice pancake. Ooh. But it's so yummy. And then the second thing I like is dokla are little donuts, but square-shaped, and they're made by cream of wheat.
Oh.
And then another thing I like is idli. Same thing, it's the brother of dokla. It's round in shape. So the three of them are my favorite food, but I also enjoy our daily food that we eat, dal, a lot of lentils, and I'm a vegetarian because a lot of Indian people don't eat meat. So we grow up vegetarian. We've never tasted a chicken or a fish or meat, nothing in our life.
Wow.
We do eat dairy, and we eat a lot of vegetables and lentils. So veggies are huge in our dinner and lunch. And then we eat yogurt, and we eat buttermilk, and we eat samosas, and my non-veg Indian friends would eat chicken tikka masala. That's a very popular item. And then we also make the lemon rice, which is rice which is made up of turmeric. Turmeric is a spice, and it is very good for your health. So we use turmeric in almost all of our dishes.
Wow. So our next question is, what inspired your children's album?
So when my son was born, I have a now 7-year-old boy, when he was born, and I wanted to teach him something about South Asian culture and language and music, and I really couldn't find anything out in the market, so I decided to create my own project, and I made an album, and I wrote all the songs, and they all came from my son, whose name is Nishad. They all came from his questions. Mommy, what do spices do? I say, spice makes the food tasty. Mommy, what do you cook? our Indian food, and I wrote a song on pots and pans. What kind of pots and pans do you find in an Indian kitchen? So that's a song that we have written. Mummy, what is Holi? Holi is a festival of color celebration that we celebrate throughout India. And then he said, Mommy, how do you cross a signal light? When do you cross the road? Okay, so let's learn how to cross the road. So we wrote a song on how to cross the road and about the different lights that come up, red, yellow, green, and the little white symbol that appears so you can walk. So we just wrote a song about them, but all the entire album was created because Nishad's curiosity and his questions made me think of what I can do to teach a child South Asian culture and language through music.
Woo! That's actually really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's cool too.
What is Holi?
Holi is, that's a great question, Chloe. Thank you for asking. So, you know, America has Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
America has Christmas. America mm-hmm. has Easter, right?
Yeah.
Holi comes during the month of the spring. It is, how do you welcome spring in America? How do you do it?
Well,
you...
We usually don't really like have any festivals or parties or anything, but it's just like we just like a lot of people mark it on their calendars though. But another way to welcome spring and stuff like that is to plant flowers too. We like plant flowers, but you know, planting flowers, that's not really a party.
Right. In India, the way we welcome spring is we celebrate Holi. The spring, welcoming of spring is a festival, and we celebrate it by throwing colors on each other, eating really good food, having lots of colors on your face. Like, you know, face painting?
Yeah.
Everybody does face painting in India at that time, even the grown-ups.
Wow.
And we do it ourselves, and we throw colors on each other. We put balloons. We put water on each other. We make everybody wet with water. Oh, my God. The whole city is wet.
Oh,
and then we really eat great, great, great food. We hang out. We make new friends. And Holi is a time to forgive and forget. So if you don't like a friend and you want to make it up with her, then Holi is a time when you'll say, you know what, let's forget our differences and make new friendships and make new love and make new unity. So that's a time we obtain more friends, new friends. We ask for forgiveness from people whom maybe might have hurt. And then we also eat delicious food and wear beautiful clothing. Then it gets painted, and then we throw it away.
Oh, that's really, really cool, and it sounds so fun. So
it's so much fun. All the kids always are there. They get wet from morning 8 o'clock, and they remain drenched in water till 4 o'clock.
Wow. It actually reminds me, my school had a color run last year, and... my mom was the DJ. She may have not came down, but my dad came down. And then by the end, me, my brother, everyone who was doing it was just covered in the colors.
Yes, exactly, something like that. And we are actually going to play Holi at the CD release show at Jules Pub at noon on February 18th, which is actually a holiday even in America. So along with releasing this album, we will also play Holi with our children and our family.
That's actually really cool.
You should come to that.
Okay, maybe we'll come. So,
yeah. So
do you want to play a game? It's called This or That. So it basically goes like this. So so I give you two options, and then you have to tell me what you choose. So like... for example, like, I'd say, like books or arts and crafts, and then I would choose arts and crafts. So it's like you have to choose what you like better.
Okay, cool.
So it's themed after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So chocolate or flowers?
Flowers.
I choose chocolate. I really like chocolate.
Okay.
Out to eat or home cooked?
Forget you said again, please.
Oh, sorry. Wait, Philo, sorry, 1 second. I'm going to stop for 1 second.
Okay.
We're getting another call. 1 second.
No problem.
I'm going to pause it.
You know, I was...
thing.
So our next one is out to eat or home cooked?
Out to eat.
Me too. I like love getting food out to eat. And actually, today I'm going to get some. Like, if you're listening on February 9th, which is basically not even the day this episode will come out. So our next one is secret admirer or crush?
Secret admirer.
Me too, because like, if I'm like scared if it's like someone I wouldn't want to have a crush with, then it would be, then I'd get like scared. So I'd actually choose secret admirer.
Yeah.
Okay, our next one is red or pink?
Pink.
Me too. I love pink so much. Actually, I use it a lot in school. But
me
I actually
too.
Like
purple. When I was growing up, pink was my favorite color. It still is.
My favorite color is actually purple. Pink is my second favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Our next one is hug or fist bump?
Hug.
Yeah, me too. I like love hugging. So, those are all the questions. So,
bye.
Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices.
Different colors, different flavors. Perfectly mixed. We'll make some delicious dishes. Different colors, different flavors. Perfectly mixed. We'll make some delicious dishes.
Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices.
Haldi.
Timur.
Namak.
Salt.
Jeera.
Cumin.
Mirchi.
Chili.
Rye.
Mustard seeds.
Ajwain.
Garam.
Methi.
Fenugreek.
Hing.
Esfetida.
Haldi, namak. मिर्ची राई अजवाई मेथी हिंग और चीनी ये सब मिले तो बने रसोई. Some delicious dishes, different colors, different flavors, perfectly mixed. We'll make some delicious dishes.
Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices.
Haldi,
turmeric,
namak,
salt,
jeera,
cumin,
mirchi,
chili,
rye,
mustard seeds.
Methi,
fenugreek,
hing,
asafoetida.
Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy. These are Indian spices. Yummy, yummy in your tummy.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Sorry, that was like a little bit of a wait. It was just that, like, I was like somewhere else in the room, so I had to like run back. So weird. So, the friendship pledge is, yes, if you're here late, we're doing the friendship pledge a little bit early today. So, yeah. So, our friendship pledge is, no matter where you are, always spread kindness. And that's a pledge for everybody. Because, you know, everyone's in different places sometimes. So, that's our friendship pledge. And this is the song Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. Bye!
morning.